Some skated backwards with ease, while rookie skaters took clumsy strides, staying close to the rink sideboards as holiday music filled Canal Side. There were skaters of all ages and visitors from out of town.
I love it because we're from Michigan, so we don't like have any of these big ice rinks outside.
Incredible ice rink. So much fun. This is the second time we've been down here with the kids.
Marilyn O'Connor from Lakeview brought her visiting grandson Nick Anderson from London down to the rink.
Actually, I'm from London.
And at night when the Christmas tree lights are on and the Christmas music, weather's perfect. I love it.
Joan of West Seneca, who works downtown, was checking out the new site, anxious for her family from out of town to try out the rinks.
Where are they coming in from?
Cincinnati, Dayton, and Arizona.
What do you think they'll say when they come down here?
Oh, they'll be excited.
In just a half hour, the line to get into the rink grew long. On the ice, skaters were joined by ice bikes. Dan Berger from East Amherst and his daughter, Mary Catherine, trekked along with smiles on their faces.
It's actually a lot of fun. It's easier than skating. I'm not afraid to fall off or get hurt like I would be if I was skating.
Is it exhilarating?
It's exciting. Yeah, it really is. And my daughter's having fun with the bell, too.
What do you think of the ice bike?
It's awesome.
Do you like being on this rink down here?
Yeah.
For just $10, you can ride an ice bike for a half hour. The co-owners of the ice bike wanted to give people an option.
I mean, I don't ice skate, so it was really meant for people who don't know how to ice skate, who aren't comfortable on the ice, or even we've heard from people with special needs that it's a great alternative for them to get out there on the ice and actually enjoy.
Lisa Florzak is co-owner of Ice Bikes of Buffalo. The bikes were made in Elma at General Welding and Fabricating. Florzak and her husband searched the internet for a prototype.
We found this on the internet. There are actually ice bikes that exist in Beijing, China, but we couldn't get our hands on them. We couldn't get them to send them to us, give us any information about it. And so I said to my husband, you know what, let's just make them here.
The ice bike owners were the first to start water bikes a couple of years ago as Canal Side emerged for summer recreation. Now, it was a little odd to see a bike on the ice, but there was a smooth flow of the bikers and skaters.
When we were designing this, we had safety as the top concern. So the bike itself, we tried to imagine every possible safety issue that might come up, including sharing the ice with the skaters, because we couldn't have a tire that was going to chew up the ice. We couldn't have a unit that was going to be cumbersome and not able to stop and not able to turn. So we really took all of those things into consideration as best we could, and it seems to be working well.
Stainless steel blades, not as sharp as ice skates, are on the bottom of the bikes.
We decided to make it a little bit slower so they could coexist with the ice skaters. And the front wheel has been replaced by another blade as well, so that's how you turn. But the back wheel was replaced with a studded tire to give it traction on the ice.
The crowds, the lines are exactly what local leaders and the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation have been working to achieve. A destination bringing people downtown in the winter to enjoy the outdoors. An estimated 6,000 people visited during opening weekend. One happy skater cheerfully announced, "This is the real Buffalo." Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.